Well, we continue the conversation now. Good to have you here on a Wednesday, and there's just so much to cover. You know, you've got the border crisis. You've got COVID cases exploding in Michigan and Minnesota because apparently science, right? All the lockdowns and the failures thereof. And then, of course, you've got $1.9 trillion being rammed down the throat of Americans by Democrats only, and they want more. By the way, practically everything in America is getting more expensive, according to a brand new article I just ripped off the printer from CNN. You see, because when you start spending that kind of money in print money, well, there's this thing called inflation that you've probably not heard a lot about in recent years, but it's here. Liz Peek joining me, Fox News contributor, former partner of a major Wall Street firm. She knows a thing or two about finances and how it all works. Liz, good to have you back.
Thank you. Good morning. Glad to join you.
So the money train apparently just keeps rolling. The printing press is over here. The train rolls down the tracks. The money flies out. We've got universal basic income. We've got lots of money for illegal aliens. We've got checks for everybody. We're sending money to apparently Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador. It's all good. Just tons of money, right?
And we're sending money to Palestinians, which is something of an eye-opener. We're probably about to send money to Iran. You know, it's alarming. And, of course, this money is basically going to, A, secure votes for Democrats in the 2022 election because they are terrified they're going to lose their majority in the House. Let us hope to God they do. And also just to inflate our budget. I think Democrats are happiest when the government is taking over more and more of our country. And that's sort of a lame claim. But if you look at government spending over the last 20 years, it has become a far bigger part of our overall output, our GDP, than it was. And we are now approaching, Steve, the same kind of ratios that you have in some supposedly socialist countries like Sweden. I mean, this is a kind of an amazing development, and I don't think people have looked at these numbers. Federal spending in and of itself has grown monumentally as a percentage of GDP, but if you add in state and local, we're now approaching 40-45%, which is kind of what Europe looks like, and Europe hasn't grown in about 20 years. So this is really not, and the reason is government spending is by definition inefficient.
You
can think about having the government set to work to build something, and they're going to pay the top wages, union wages. They're going to do it slowly and inefficiently. One of the reasons people elected Donald Trump, or one of the reasons Donald Trump's reputation grew in New York many years ago, and this is an old story which you probably know, is that our skating rink, Woolman Rink, in Central Park was in disrepair. And I had young kids at the time, and I was thinking, oh, my God, we're never going to be able to skate at that rink because the government said they would take it over and fix it. And then Trump moved in, and he said, you know what, I can do this in 6 months, and he did. And I cannot tell you, the entire city rejoiced that this facility was done well, it was beautiful, and it was available probably 5 years before otherwise it would have been.
Donald Trump's a racist.
That is the story, you know?
Donald Trump's a racist, a white supremacist, Liz.
I know. Yeah. I shouldn't use his name. It's probably, you know,
blasphemy.
We're getting into Harry Potter land where you're not allowed to say things.
The other part of the spending spree is this. The increase tax levels that they want, that they'll try to make retroactive as well, increasing the federal income tax on businesses by a third from 21 to 28%. Yeah, in California, they're trying to raise the personal income tax is 16.5%. Think about this.
Yeah.
The top marginal rate returned to 39.6 if Joe Biden has his way. That would mean that people in California would be paying 56.1%, and that's before they pay Social Security tax and property tax and sales tax. There's no money left.
Guess what? People are leaving California. People are leaving New York. They're leaving New Jersey.
But the problem is those idiots show up in Texas and Florida with the same politics.
They go to Nevada, turn purple, and Arizona and Texas, and they take their Democrat. By the way, I mean, I've run into this in Florida. A great many of my friends have now moved to Florida. That doesn't deter them at all from voting Democrat in Florida, even though we have a living laboratory of successful policies in Florida.
I have good news. I think. I mean, having just returned from Florida, I think that Florida is more conservative every day.
And I hope so.
I believe it. I mean, Ron DeSantis, whether it's dealing with the coronavirus, whether it's dealing with taxes, whether it's slapping big tech back into where they belong, yes. whatever it is, Ron DeSantis is spot on every time.
I totally agree, which is why they hate him, and they will continue to pound on him. My only concern, I think he will be a very viable candidate in 2024. My concern is he's almost too visible too early, and he's going to be a punching bag for 3 years. I mean, they are not going to let him go. The CBS's 60 Minutes hit job on him, which was so dishonest. But, by the way, not the first time 60 Minutes has weighed in with a totally dishonest report. you know, that's just the beginning. We're going to see a lot of that.
Good news. There's good news about that. He will be trial by fire. He will be steeled by the time he gets there.
Yeah.
The 60 Minutes hit job was followed up by a 60 Minutes, you know, weakling job of, well, look, our people wrote us letters. A retired journalist said it was a good piece. What retired journalist? Dan Rather? I mean, was it Dan Rather that said that?
Yeah,
come on.
Exactly.
Give me a break. But I think DeSantis is in a very good position. My concern, however, between here and there, like I'm looking at a note here that the D.C. statehood bill probably coming out of committee today. Another far-left liberal wish list agenda item that they're going to try to ram through. I don't think they have the votes. I don't think it's possible.
You better hope not. I got to tell you, if all of our hopes and dreams rest on Joe Manchin, that's worrisome. Because, for example, on the next spending spree, he has said, yeah, he doesn't want a 28% corporate tax rate, but he'll go with 25%. That's Joe Manchin's sort of line of defense. It's sort of a, you know, Maginot line that moves 50 yards every minute. He will stand firm until he doesn't stand firm. I'm very, very concerned about the D.C. statehood issue, and also Puerto Rico, and also H.R. 1, the voting rights bill. All these things are not anything to do with the good of the country. They are simply to do with the good of Democrats.
But I will say this about H.R. 1's a complete disaster. But I would say this. In Florida, back to Florida, the Democrats moved the goalposts and got 6 seats in Congress in 2018, right?
Yep.
They promptly lost all 6 in 2020 because the Republicans adjusted and said, okay, change the rules, we'll beat you anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
and by the way, the migration we're talking about, the political migration, the exodus from all the blue states, there are about 8 seats that are going to vanish for Democrats, or at least 8 seats in blue or purple states that have been Democrats. In recent cycles, that are going to go to Republicans.
Florida will get 3
seats. Texas is picking up seats. This is a very positive development, and it's one of the reasons Nancy Pelosi recently tried to steal that election in Iowa. She knows she's down. I think she's down now to 4 seat advantage or 5.
She's
had a couple of deaths in her caucus, and we have one new Republican who's now joined from Iowa. It's kind of interesting to me. They see what's happening. And H.R. 1, by the way, and many other provisions in some of the 2 bills which are now kind of either passed or in circulation, have to do with suppressing the advantages that red states have that will allow them to continue to grow, like changing
the
voting laws federally and changing putting federal tax laws in charge of these states. This
Gotta
is a really scary thing.
Gotta leave it. You're one health crisis away from either party owning the U.S. Senate. Leave it right there, Liz Peek. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk.
My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Someone has to step up. Someone has to step up and take a leadership role for the games to be played. That someone is an official. Someone with the love of the game and of kids and the courage to make the tough calls and take the heat. Getting started is easy. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.